Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on respecting one's parents and maintaining family ties. Today's hadith, an Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu anhuma qal, ليس الواصل بالمكافي ولكن الواصل الذي إذا قطعت رحمه وصلها رواه البخاري. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that one who reciprocates goodness to relatives is not a maintainer of ties of kinship. Rather, a maintainer of ties of kinship is one who joins ties when they are severed. What it means is that somebody is being kind to us and we be kind to them, then this is not really maintaining. This is not maintaining family ties. Or this is just a person being kind to somebody that's being kind to him. But where the situation is such that somebody has cut off family ties with us, they're not speaking to us, or maybe being indifferent or rude towards us, then the person goes out of his way to try and maintain those family ties. And this is what you call a wasil. Wasil is a person that connects and joins two things. We explained that you join two pieces of tile with some tile fix. You join piece of concrete or your bricks, you join it with concrete or cement. So like that, you join material fabric with thread. So like that, wasil is a person that joins. And a joiner of family ties is that person who Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that somebody cut off that family tie. Now he goes and he mends it and he joins it. How beautiful Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us. Otherwise the person is just maintaining it. Two tiles are joined together. Person just maintains it, he cleans it. He's not joining it, he's already joined. But when somebody breaks it off and now this person goes and he joins it, now Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling that this man is a joiner. He went out of the way. So ulama explained that there are three types of people that you get. One is a person, he goes and he breaks off family ties. And this Allah Ta'ala save us, a person should never be. Then you get another person, he's just, somebody is kind to him, then he can be kind to them. So he's just keeping the tie. So long as the kindness is coming, he's just keeping, he's reciprocating what kindness he's receiving. But a true maintainer of family ties is at times when people are being hard or difficult with him, this person still goes and he shows kindness and he shows love. And this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is referring to in this particular hadith. Is this third type, the highest type of family, or maintaining family ties, is where a person goes and he actually tries to keep up those situations that have been broken up. As we explained, that to maintain family ties doesn't necessarily mean a person is going all the time to the person's house, or all the time phoning, but at the bare minimum he is fulfilling the rights and the responsibilities, which if he meets the person, he makes salam, he finds out how the person is, he gives the person a cheerful smile, he shows some type of consideration for the person, that this person won't be deemed as a breaker of family ties. Person that deliberately tries to avoid family. In other words, he's there at that situation and he doesn't make salam. He's there at the place where he meets the person on the road and he doesn't greet the person. And this is what is a breaker of family ties. He doesn't keep it when he's there. And person who doesn't go or he's not there at that time is not deemed to be a person that is breaking up family ties. So this should be kept in mind, that at the bare minimum when we meet the people, we smile, we give a good countenance, now and then we exchange gifts. This is all part of the way of maintaining family ties. And this also we should bear in mind, that maintaining family ties is between mahrams. Sometimes people, they think that to maintain family ties, I need to make salam to my sister-in-law. Brother-in-law thinks that he needs to make salam to his sister-in-law. Or sometimes the sister-in-law thinks that she needs to talk to the brother-in-laws. This is not maintaining family ties. Or cousins, boys and girls, they feel now we have to speak to each other, otherwise we're breaking. This is not breaking. This is breaking the command of Allah Ta'ala. This is not breaking family ties. Where a person is not a mahram, in other words, he Islamically, he can't be speaking to this person unnecessarily. There we don't speak. Now the law of Allah Ta'ala comes in vogue. The law of Allah Ta'ala comes into force. There we don't, there we don't speak. There we won't be deemed as breaking family ties. There we have to avoid speaking to that person. And yet there are so many families that have so much muhabbat and understanding that this is the law of Allah Ta'ala. The husbands are close, the men are close, the ladies on their own, they are close, and yet it is a close-knit family without breaking the command of Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise we think that everyone is getting together and we're maintaining family ties and all sitting together and eating and doing these type of things. We don't realize we are taking the barakat out of our family ties by bringing the disobedience of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala in there. One more small hadith we'll do and we'll terminate today's session. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ar-rahimu mu'allaqatun bil'arsh, taqulu man wasalani wasalahu Allah, wa man qata'ani qata'ahu Allah, muttafaqun alayh. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that kinship, this family ties, is suspended from the throne of Allah Ta'ala, and it says that, Oh Allah, this family ties now, it makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that man wasalani wasalahu Allah, that, oh Allah, whoever maintains ties with me, Allah Ta'ala, you maintain ties with that person, and whoever sever ties with me, you sever ties with that person. وَمَنْ قَطَعَنِي قَطَعُ اللَّهِ He's making this announcement, whoever cuts me off, Allah Ta'ala will cut him off. In other words, he's informing people that whoever maintains me, Allah Ta'ala is going to maintain them, and whoever cuts me off, whoever cuts family ties off, Allah Ta'ala will cut that person off. What it means? It means Allah Ta'ala will cut him off from his special mercy. Who doesn't need the special mercy of Allah Ta'ala? That person who cuts family ties, Allah Ta'ala cuts him off from the special mercy. That person that maintains family ties, Allah Ta'ala maintains him with his special mercy. Now why is this first part of the hadith? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is telling us that Ar-Rahimu mu'allaqatun bil arsh, that this family ties is suspended to the arsh of Allah Ta'ala, to show us how close it is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When something is attached, suspended, it's attached to something, it shows us how close it is. For example, the brother came back now from Umrah, and he's telling me that he managed to get a piece of the Rukne Yamani. What they were doing some alterations to, or they were doing some restoration to the Kaaba Sharif. So at the Rukne Yamani, they were busy chipping, and one piece came out, and he picked it up. He says he's got one piece. So he's so happy, so excited. Why? It's a piece, if you look at it, if it's a piece like a cement piece. A cement piece is a cement piece. But because it had a close relationship with the Kaaba Sharif, everyone will say that this is something very valuable. In other words, if it was a cement piece from the toilet, nobody will take it, although it's still a cement piece. But because of its close attachment to the Kaaba Sharif, it has an extra value. So those people that have close relationship to the people of Allah Ta'ala, they also have a greater value. Anyway, coming back to this hadith, to show us that this thing is closely attached to the arsh of Allah Ta'ala, what? Family ties. So this is something that is very close to Allah Ta'ala. So therefore, don't destroy it, take care of it. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal, as we know today is Friday, increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This should be the competition of the day, that who can recite more salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and try and recite Suratul Kahf. Come early for the Jummah Salah. Try and pay attention and sit close to the Imam. Other thing we should try and do, see, recite Suratul Kahf. Encourage the family also to recite Suratul Kahf. Take advantage of the time before Maghrib Salah in dua. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.